This is Radio Guy Reflections 3W News. Hi, I'm Dave Denton. 3W News is brought to you by daysvoiceworks.com. Find out how to get Dave's voice to work for you. Check out interviews with celebrities, also blog posts, and two other podcasts, one called Radio Guy Reflections, where I talk to other radio people about radio. And then there's Turnbuckle Trash. Turnbuckle Trash is where I talk to some friends about professional wrestling.
I like to get old Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4 and do a little work on you.
Today on the 3W News, it's a jailbreak, and it ends with pancakes. We have news at a snail's pace and a class ring. Up first on 3W News, an amazing jailbreak.
You criminals!
You abominable outlaws!
What is available on daysvoiceworks.com? Podcast, like Turnbuckle Trash. A look at professional wrestling. The 3W News. Give me 10 minutes, I'll give you a few stories that could make you laugh a little bit. And Radio Guy Reflections, where I get to talk to other radio people about one of the great industries, radio. And while you're at daysvoiceworks.com, check out some of the celebrity interviews I had to do during my radio career. People like David Pack. But did you know this about David Pack? Bill Clinton played the saxophone for him, and it made history.
Fortunate enough to be asked to do President Clinton's first inaugural and his second inaugural. And I got President Clinton to play sax on Your Mama Don't Dance with Kenny Loggins.
DaysVoiceWorks.com, spell works, W-O-R-X. And find out how you can put Day's voice to work for you. In Virginia, there were two inmates at the Newport News jail annex, and they were discovered missing during a routine headcount. Yes, it was a jailbreak.
It's gonna be a jailbreak.
The two broke out of jail by using primitive tools made from a toothbrush and a metal object. They created a hole in the wall of their cell, and they were off to freedom.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Their freedom ended when hunger set in, and they stopped for a meal at an IHOP.
I want bacon!
I want bacon!
Now that's what I'm talking about.
People inside the restaurant thought the two looked suspicious and called police. Police came, arrested them for the jailbreak. It's not known whether they got any pancakes, but their taste of freedom only lasted 2 hours.
Ooh, delicious.
Up next, a smuggler goes at a snail's pace.
When dealing with powerful criminal elements, one can never be too well prepared.
Reflections.
Too many people in this business who think that they're, I guess it's a podcast, their stuff doesn't stink. You know, it's just like, hey, look, we're all just enjoying the game. We're all just having a good time. Sports are supposed to be fun. Don't take yourself too seriously. Let's go have a good time and really paint a great picture for the fans out there.
I wanted to be me. I didn't want to put on a show. I wanted to, obviously, a show, but I didn't want to be fake on the air. What you get is what you get.
You know, that would be a fascinating career. I want to witness history in a way and see it and tell the compelling stories of it.
When did you find out he is autistic?
When you get that diagnosis, it's not necessarily a shock to you, but it's validating how you've been feeling.
I can't imagine what the future of talk radio could have been or would have been had Rush not come along when he did.
This is Radio Guy Reflections. Welcome back to the 3W News. At Detroit's Metro Airport, a man from Ghana was trying to smuggle food from his native country. He had food stuffed inside his luggage, kind of like escargot. Yeah, they were snails.
Say what?
Yes, authorities checked the luggage and discovered 6 giant African land snails.
That is disgusting.
Now, these giant land snails can carry diseases that can affect humans. The giant African land snails can grow as long as 8 inches long, and they carry a parasite called, get this, rat
lungworm.
Now, rat lungworm can cause meningitis in humans. Giant African land snails produce up to 1,200 eggs a year. These snails eat at least 500 different types
of plants along with plaster and stucco on buildings. The smuggler of the land snails was transporting the snails into the country, saying they were to be eaten by him and his family. Now the smuggler was released without further action.
Yeah, we're not dealing with mental giants here.
And up next on the 3W News, a story with a ring to it.
He walks around with a phone around his neck. I mean, what are people to think? You've got him now so bad he don't even believe in wrestling no more.
Watch me put my famous sleeper hold on.
I'd like to get old Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4 and do a little work on you. It doesn't get any better now.
John Lozinski is a 1997 graduate of Virginia Tech, and he liked to play volleyball. He said 25 years ago he was playing volleyball on a sand court on the quad at the university. He lost his class ring. Lozinski said he and his friends looked all over, but it was just gone, so Lozinski thought the ring was stolen. That was until recently, with some construction work at Virginia Tech, and they found the very ring. Construction crews got in touch with John and sent him his ring back.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And that's Radio Guy Reflections 3W News. Check out other podcasts on many of these same platforms. The two podcasts I'm talking about, Radio Guy Reflections and Turnbuckle Trash. Or check them out at daysvoiceworks.com. We'll keep an eye out for the weird, the wacky, and the wild news on 3W News. See you later.